The Newell Fonda School Spotlight today, Principal Dick Jungers will share with us some information, including a little celebrating going on today at the school.
Yeah, today is our PBIS celebration for our preschool through 8th grade students. We have the Kingdom Clowns coming to town, and so it's going to be a fun-filled hour where the clowns are going to work with students on some of our PBIS things that we emphasize at school, being responsible, being respectful, being safe, and being positive. It's going to just be a great opportunity for our kids to reinforce all the good things they're doing for us at Newell Fonda.
Well, fun for the youngsters right there. And I want to jump forward now to some students who, are they participating or have they tried out honor choir? Give me an update.
Yeah, we have 8 junior high students traveling to Lamar's on November 3rd for the junior high honor choir. They were selected based on their auditions and dedication to choir during rehearsal. So on that evening, there'll be a concert for our students that were selected. So what a great honor for them. And we also have high school choir. They're attending the Heartland Honor Choir event in Estherville on November 5th. So if you want a chance or have an opportunity to go visit that, there'll be Newell Fonda students representing us.
Excellent. I know you also wanted to mention something with Mrs. Nealand and the FCR, what they're up to.
Yes, we have our My Future, My Career, My Responsibility Day, and it's a day or an opportunity for our high school students with career readiness skills, college opportunities, and successful habits. There's many different leaders coming in. I think we have over 25 leaders coming in, business professionals and college representatives here to work with and present to our students. And we're going to just thank Tyson and our kitchen staff for the catered lunch that will be provided for the people that attend and the students of our high school. Mrs. Nealand and Mrs. Carlson are the ones that organize this event for our students. So what a great opportunity for our high school students.
Well, your high school's hopping athletically. I know volleyball, a win Tuesday. You and I record this Wednesday morning, so football Wednesday night and hopefully next week. And gearing up for another volleyball match on Friday.
Oh, yes. What a great challenge for our kids. Number one Central Lion in Hartley. So, you know, just a shout out to the volleyball team. Wow, what a great performance thus far this season. And they're gonna go after them on Friday night. So we're really excited for that opportunity. And I want to point out that we also don't have school that day. We had conferences this week. So the Friday's the day we don't have school.
Okay.
And I should also mention that our school publication class is publishing articles in the newspaper again for Newell Fonda, so look out for those in the Storm Lake Times on Friday and the Wednesday edition of BV Journal each week.
Good. Dick Jungers, thanks for all the information, and I'll look forward to crossing paths soon.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. I want to thank DFS and First Community Bank for doing a wonderful job of supporting all things Newell Fonda. We just need those great supporters to keep helping us succeed.
And that they do, and thank you for mentioning that. School Spotlight every other week with Newell Fonda right here on Mix 101.7. And if you do miss it, we always put it on our homepage at stormlakeradio.com.